February is Black History Month, and during the 1950s and 60s, Selma, Alabama was the site of many seminal events in the struggle for civil rights. A new skirmish broke out there over the recent commemoration of a statue. Weekend Edition essayist Diane Roberts explains.
The Edmund Pettus Bridge across the muddy Alabama River looks just like it did that day in 1965 when the marchers met tear gas and truncheons. Oak-shaded mansions in town look much like they did that day in 1865 when Union troops routed the Confederates defending Selma and blew up their munitions dump. There are some newer things, Pizza Hut and McDonald's out on the highway, historical markers that tell about the civil rights movement and not just the Civil War. Joe Smitherman had been mayor of Selma since Martin Luther King started marching. But in September 2000, he failed to get reelected for a 10th term, losing to a black man called James Perkins. It looked like Selma had finally joined the New South. But the ghosts of the Old South didn't plan to just move on. A few weeks after Mayor Perkins took office, a monument to General Nathan Bedford Forrest, commander of Confederate troops at the Battle of Selma, was put up just a few streets away from the Pettus Bridge. The general's bronze bust rests on a great stone plinth decorated with a bright red and blue Confederate battle flag. His metal eyes stare out at the city, now majority black, that he lost to the Federal Army. The white people who paid $20,000 to erect the statue said that it was time to commemorate this great Southerner. He was, they said, a military genius, a hero, a defender of the South. But what South did Nathan Bedford Forrest defend? He was a slave owner and a slave trader. During the war, when his troops captured Fort Pillow in Tennessee, they massacred black Union soldiers who were trying to surrender. After the war, he was one of the founders of the Ku Klux Klan, the first imperial wizard. Selma can never be just another little Alabama town. Selma is a metaphor for the South, a living paradox. Every time "We Shall Overcome" is sung, Dixie answers. The white column building next to the statue of Nathan Bedford Forrest is named for Joe Smitherman and houses a collection of Confederate memorabilia, relics of an Old South so epic and romantic you'd swear slavery didn't even exist. Over at the Voting Rights Museum, a tiny homemade testament to the struggle for democracy, electric candles burn in front of martyrs' portraits, Jimmie Lee Jackson, Viola Liuzzo, Michael Schwerner, Andrew Goodman, James Chaney. And a wall of handwritten testimony tells of the pain and the faith of Bloody Sunday. The new mayor has ordered that the statue of Nathan Bedford Forrest be moved. It's on public land, and former Mayor Smitherman evidently did not have the authority to place it there. But the first imperial wizard of the Ku Klux Klan won't leave Selma. He'll just decamp to private land where those who wish to may still worship at the cold altar of the Confederacy. As William Faulkner said, "The past is never dead. It's not even past."
Diane Roberts lives in Alabama.